virtues of Sadaqa. Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire. Sadaqa wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers, inshallah, we will be hearing about the excellence of giving sadaqah in a concealed, hidden way. Subhanallah. Imagine that this amal is only between you and your Lord, your Creator. Nobody else knows about it. We should aspire to this, and we should do our level best to try and conceal our good deeds, including giving sadaqah as well. We'll hear about the blessings of doing so, inshallah. But before that, an excellence of reciting salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by a companion that if I spend all of my free time after fulfilling the fara'id, the obligations and the huquq that are binding upon me, if I were to spend all of my free time reciting salat upon you, what would you say regarding this? What is your opinion regarding this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if you do that, if you are successful in reciting salat upon me in your entire free time, then this will be sufficient to forgive your sins and to remove your worries, remove your griefs. Subhanallah. And these are two things that we all want today. We want our sins to be forgiven. We want our worries, our tensions to be removed. Alhamdulillah, the way we can do this is to recite salat upon the Prophet alayhi salam in our free time. Whenever we have any time free, pick up the tasbih. Even mobile phones have tasbih applications. You just have to download them. So inshallah ta'ala, make this a habit of yours. Allah Jalla wa Ala will bless us immensely. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us begin by mentioning a verse of the Holy Quran. This is in Surah Baqarah, verse 271. Allah Jalla wa Ala states, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّا هِي. That if you give sadaqah openly, then this is a good act. How great an act is this? وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. But if you were to conceal this giving of sadaqah, and you give it, you hand it over to the fuqara, the poor people, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Then this is better for you. This is the better thing to do. وَيُكَفِّرُ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ. And Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive your sins as well. In the tafsir of this verse, it says, regardless of which type of sadaqah you're giving, whether it's sadaqah wajiba, sadaqah which is fard, obligatory, sadaqah nafila, voluntary sadaqah, regardless of the type, you must give it with ikhlas. You must give it with sincerity. And it should be free from ostentation. You shouldn't give so that people praise you, for example. And if you were to give both of these openly, then there is no haraj. If you were to give zakat, for example, openly, or if you were to give voluntary donations. But the ruling is mentioned, that giving a sadaqah which is fard openly, this is afzal. And to give voluntary donations in a concealed, hidden way, this is afzal. This is better. This is the best thing to do. But if somebody is giving voluntary donations with this intention that other people will be persuaded by this, other people will be encouraged by this, and in return they will also give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is afzal. That is the best thing to do. And as for those who spend their wealth ostentatiously, Allah jalla wa ala condemns such people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ. And those who spend their wealth to show the people, رِئَاءَ النَّاسِ, to show off to people. So Allah is condemning such people in this verse of Surah Nisa, verse 38. Now coming back to the excellence of giving donations in a concealed way, in a hidden way, subhanAllah, there are so many narrations in this regard. Let us hear about those narrations. So the first one, this narration is mentioned in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir of Imam Tabarani rahimahullah. The narrator states, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna sadaqata sirri tutfi'u ghadab ar-rab." Allahu Akbar. That giving sadaqah in a concealed way, in a hidden way, this extinguishes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ghadab of Allah is extinguished by doing so. Another hadith, and this is in Abu Umama radiallahu an, is the narrator. He says that Abu Dhar said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mas sadaqah?" That, "O Messenger of Allah, what is sadaqah?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Adu'afun mudha'afa." It is multiplied manifold. "Wa inda Allah al-mazid." And with Allah, in the court of Allah, is more al-mazid. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, "Man dhal ladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasanan fayudha'ifahu lahu adha'afan kathira." That who is there to give a loan, a good loan to Allah, so that he may multiply it for him manifold. And it was said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," the narration is continuing, that "Ayyu sadaqati afdal," which sadaqah is afdal? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Sirrun ila faqirin aw juhdun min muqil." That sadaqah which is given to a faqir in secret, or sadaqah which is taken from wealth which was earned in a difficult way, with exertion. Then he recited, "In tumudu sadaqati fani'imma hi." That concludes the narration. Let us move on to another narration, a very profound, powerful narration. And this is found in Sahih Bukhari, amongst other books as well. That on the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant shade to seven people, the shade of the Arsh. On that day when there will be no shade besides the shade of the Arsh of Allah. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he narrates, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say, سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. That seven people will be given shade by Allah in His shade of mercy on that day when there will be no shade besides the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, al-imam al-adil, a just ruler. Number two, washabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah, a youth who was nurtured, who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun fil masajid, a person, a man whose heart was connected to the masjid. Subhanallah. وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَا فِي اللَّهِ, and two people who love one another for the sake of Allah عز وجل. اجْتَمَعَا عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَا عَلَيْهِ, they meet due to this love for Allah and they leave, they separate due to love of Allah. وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصَبٍ وَجَمَالٍ, and the shade of the mercy of Allah will be for that man who was invited to sin, was enticed by a woman who was of high status and she was beautiful in appearance, she was attractive. But he said, "Inni akhafullah." He did not go ahead with this sin. He refrained from this sin and this enticing of that woman by saying, "I fear Allah Azza wa Jal." The sixth person mentioned in the hadith, وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. Allahu Akbar. A man who gives sadaqah in the way of Allah in such a state that his left hand does not know what his right hand gave. Meaning he gives sadaqah فَأَخْفَاهَا, and he conceals it to the extent that his left hand does not know what his right hand gave. Subhanallah. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. And the seventh person mentioned in this blessed hadith, a man who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal in solitude, meaning alone, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, and his eyes begin to shed tears. So these seven people will be blessed with the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment when there will be no shade beside that shade. And one amongst those fortunate people is who? The one who gives sadaqah and he conceals it, he hides it, to the extent that his left hand is not aware of what the right hand gave. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayh, he commentates on this bit of the hadith, the man who gives sadaqah and he conceals it. He says that what is meant by this part of the hadith, that he gives sadaqah and his left hand is unaware of what the right hand gave, it refers to sadaqah nafila, voluntary donation, voluntary charity, because in terms of sadaqah fard, meaning zakat and obligatory donations, then it is better to do them openly. Subhanallah. So if we want the shade of the mercy of Allah on the Day of Judgment, then we give sadaqah, voluntary donations, in such a way that nobody is aware of it. It's just a secret between us and our Lord, Allah Azza wa Jal. Moving on, let me mention another narration, and this is mentioned in At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three people who Allah loves. ثَلَاثَةٌ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ وَثَلَاثَةٌ يُبْغِضُهُمُ اللَّهُ, and there are three people who Allah dislikes. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ يُحِبُّهُمُ اللَّهُ, as for those whom Allah loves, who are those? فَرَجُلٌ أَتَى قَوْمًا فَسَأَلَهُمْ بِاللَّهِ, is a person who came to a nation and he asked them, he begged them for the sake of Allah. He used the name of Allah before them. وَلَمْ يَسْأَلْهُمْ بِقَرَابَةٍ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُمْ, but he did not use his relationship with them, his close relation with them, as a means to beg. فَمَنَعُوهُ, and they did not give to him. فَتَخَلَّفَ رَجُلٌ بِإِعْقَابِهِمْ فَأَعْطَاهُ سِرًّا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ بِعَطِيَّتِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالَّذِي أَعْطَاهُ. And then a person from that nation, he separated from them and secretly went and gave this person charity in such a way that nobody knew about it except Allah Azza wa Jal and the person whom he gave the sadaqah to, the person whom he aided. So a person came to a nation, he begged them using the name of Allah, they didn't give to him. He didn't use a qaraba, a relationship that he had with them, as a means to beg. And then one person from that nation, he left and he tracked this person down, secretly gave to him, aided him, and nobody knew it except Allah and the person whom he gave it to. So dear viewers, we learn, alhamdulillah, from these few narrations that there is great excellence in giving sadaqah secretly, in a concealed way. Think about it. Throughout our lives, we do a'mal, and many a times shaitan, he traps us, our nafs gets the better of us, and we do things for the sake of people. We fall into riya, ostentation. If only we had certain actions that on the Day of Judgment we can say in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, I did these only for you. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, you know that I only did these actions for you. Nobody knew about them. I didn't post them on social media. I didn't ensure that hundreds of people knew that I did this. I kept this as a secret between me and you. Imagine. And we all want that to happen. On the Day of Judgment, imagine that particular deed that we did secretly becomes a means and a cause for our forgiveness, our entrance into Jannah. And in this world, we shouldn't do things so that people appreciate us, so that people applaud and people approve of us. No, do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala will place your love in the hearts of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make your name prominent. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, remember me, I will disseminate your name, I will make you popular amongst the people. Do things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those people who did this in the past, our aslaf, our pious predecessors rahimahumullahu ta'ala, this is a living example that today, 1400 years later, 1000 years later, 800 years later, we are still remembering those pious people. And we are singing their praises. Why? Because they did things only for Allah Jalla wa Ala. They didn't do things so that people praise them. They didn't do things so that people give them recognition. What can people give? Today, the person who praises you may very well be the person who despises you tomorrow. Today, the person who is a so-called supporter of yours may be the same person who is trying to topple you tomorrow. Do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For i'la'i kalimatul haqq, to make the word of Allah, the word of truth, prominent. Do things only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's a lengthy narration. Time does not permit to go into detail. But this narration in Sahih Muslim states that one of the first people on the Day of Judgment who will be thrown into the fire of hell is he who gave wealth so that people praise him. And when he dies, it will be said to him that, yes, people praised you in the world. You received what you wanted. People said you were very generous. People said that you were, you know, kind-hearted, and you gave your wealth for this reason. But now in the Akhirah, there is no share for you. There is no reward for you. Imagine how unfortunate that person is. In the world, he departed with his wealth as well. He gave his wealth, but to no avail. Meaning on the Day of Judgment, he's not going to be rewarded for that. What was the point of that? In fact, he earned the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the narration we heard earlier, whoever gives sadaqah secretly, he extinguishes the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas the one, as mentioned in this hadith of Sahih Muslim, the one who gave so that people praise him and applaud him, he will be on the receiving end of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be one of the first people to be thrown into the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar Kabira. So this is something that we should know. And we should encourage others as well. If people who are close to us are falling prey to this, we should kindly, gently, compassionately tell them, teach them, that, look, we shouldn't do things for people. We shouldn't post everything online. We shouldn't post everything on our status to show people. Yes, this is a different thing that if you're a high-ranking member in society, in your community, in your family, that if you do things, if you do righteous deeds and you were to propagate them, then others will follow. That's different. It's generally seen that this isn't the case with many people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from ostentation. And we can't put a fatwa on somebody's heart. Nobody can accuse the other person. But the qara'in are there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows if we were to be successful in deceiving people, we can never deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows exactly what intention we are doing our a'mal with. So when giving sadaqah, when building masajid, when helping to provide clean water across the world, when partaking in welfare activities, when doing any of these things, then always do it with a khalis intention. Always do it for the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always do it so that on the Day of Judgment, you will get the shade of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Don't do it with the intention that people praise you. As I said, people, their praise is momentary. Their praise is momentary. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes you among the salihin, then the reward for that is perpetual. The reward for that is everlasting. So make a mindset, inshallah, when you give sadaqah, especially voluntary donations, you will try your best to not disclose it to others without a shari reason. You will try your best to keep this a secret between you and your Lord Allah Azza wa Jal. If you are successful in doing so, inshallah ta'ala, you will achieve the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will help people and you will also save yourself from ostentation and the harms of showing off as well. May Allah Jalla wa Ala give us all this tawfiq to give sadaqah, especially voluntary donations, in a hidden, concealed way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be generous with the wealth that Allah Jalla wa Ala has showered upon us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Virtues of sadaqah, sadaqah wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire. Sadaqah wipes out sins like water, extinguishes fire.